is the Tom Likas Show.
It's not just a water sport. I knew it.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
That's us, dude. Tom
Likas. Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear us on demand by going to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. This is a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us, as he does every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, is criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you, Adam.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing okay. What about you?
I'm good. Another thrilling week, Tom.
Really?
Definitely criminal law tonight, though, I promise.
Yes, oh, good.
You know, Tom, I aside from everything, I had a couple of minutes, and I went to watch the Dodgers thing going on with Brian Stowe.
Yes.
What a tragedy, man. What a tragedy.
Yeah.
And he was there. And he looks bad.
And the family was there, too.
Yeah, the whole crew was there.
Yep.
And the McCourts, what I like to call Jamie McCunt, actually. But
yes.
They seem to have worked their shit out.
I was reading about that. I didn't get to go there, but I read the story in the paper. And I guess the chick who drove the getaway car has been given immunity, and so she's singing like a canary. Is that the deal?
Yeah, but you know, she's saying that they didn't talk about it. No one said anything. So much for singing like a canary.
Well, she's still the girlfriend. I mean, how? Like, if I'm the opposing attorney in that case, well, the prosecutor, I'd simply be saying, well, how much credibility does she have? She got bought off to do this, and she's still the girlfriend, right? Isn't she still the girlfriend?
She may be. You'd be surprised that these women hook up with these bad guys that won't get away from them no matter what they do.
Right.
But it's weird to kind of see it from that perspective. I actually appeared today in front of the judge who did their divorce. And he still looks pissed off. So there you go.
Do we know, by the way, do we know what Chinese restaurant they went to after they beat the shit out of Brian Stowe?
We should find out. That's a good one.
That was in the newspaper. They went to a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, they did say that. I don't think they said the name, though.
Oh, really?
They're really classy people. Probably Panda, you know?
No. They probably went, what is that? What is that one that Meryl Schindler used to talk about in Chinatown? Not Wang Chow, but something like that. Something.
Anyways, so I've been doing a lot of DUIs lately, Tom.
Oh, really?
We have someone coming up. I think he's on hold.
Yes, we do.
All right, so hold on. Let me give you a little intro for him. Now, we've talked about some of the basics, and it's really important. You know, we talked about how the breathalyzer is rather inaccurate and that it's best to ask for a blood test. We also talked a little bit about how to act when you're pulled over. And that you don't have to do the field sobriety test, which is when they have you come out and touch your nose and all that stuff.
Right.
And I have people call me and tell me that they think they probably passed or whatever, but there's no way. You're never going to pass. No matter what you do, the cop is going to conclude that you were intoxicated. So that's a waste of time. But, you know, just in general, a number of people have told me recently, and I've gotten a few calls from women in particular, just sort of emphasizing and reemphasizing how stressful it is. And it's really coercive. And this one particular person I talked to in the past few days was talking about how the cops had yelled at her. And I don't know if that's even true, but it's how she perceived it.
Right.
And the things that they were saying to her, it never occurred to her that it was optional. They were bossing her. They were saying, now do this. Now come out. You've got to do this. And you're going to blow in the breathalyzer. And you have to. And
of course, she was probably drunk.
Well, she also might have been intoxicated. So obviously her judgment was even worse. But just the general idea, people have to remember that aside from everything that's happened, this is still the United States. And you still have rights. And I'm always depressed when I talk to someone and they tell me, well, Officer Jones told me and he promised me, and that they say things. You know, cops use psychology and they'll say to you, you know, we're going to go a lot easier on you if you cooperate, that sort of thing, which is just nonsense. And this woman is telling me what Jones told her, which is the cop. And I said, you know, what do you need me for? You should hire him to be your lawyer. Obviously, he's looking out for you, you know,
right.
Which is really the opposite of reality. What happened, I think this is Luis, right?
Right, Luis.
All right. Luis is an interesting case. Luis was a straight DUI, and It's in two sections. There's the DMV part, so I saved his driver's license. And then we had a couple of court things going on. And on last week, I got his case dismissed. So that's pretty much the best result you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but, like, Luis couldn't get it. So let's get him on here.
All right, let's do. Are you there, Luis?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. So say hi to Adam.
Hey, Luis.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
So this is, like, the most unsatisfied client I ever had that I actually won the case.
Really?
Yes. I kept trying to explain to him that it was taken care of, and he, I don't know, he didn't believe me. How's that go, Luis? Let's talk about your thought process here.
I just couldn't believe it, that it was so...
you thought you were so fucked that even when Adam got you off the hook, you still couldn't believe it.
That's right. I was in shock, you know?
Oh, my.
No, man, yeah. I really thought the guy was mad. I sent him an email, basically, and I said, you know, well, first of all, you know, Luis knew his court date or whatever, and I told him, you know, I'm going to take care of it myself, and he wanted to go, and how come he's not going and all this. Right, Luis? You were kind of, like, bugging me. Like, what's going on? Aren't I supposed to go?
Yeah, I thought I was supposed to go with you. That's why I was thinking, okay, so...
Anytime you can get the attorney to take care of it, you just say, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I never go to court if I can avoid it.
Well, people are always thinking somehow that they'll miss the court date or whatever. But, you know, Obviously if your lawyer's going, you're not ignoring it. But what ended up happening is that I just sort of sent him this email, and I was going to call him later, and I just said, you know, don't worry about it. It's all dismissed. And he kind of got, Luis, tell us about it. You got a little hostile with me, as I recall. He's like, what do you mean it's dismissed?
I wanted my day in court, goddammit.
Goddammit, I want my money back. What's this? Right.
No, and he even called me with this, with Mr. Checkpoint, right? And he said, like, so you want your money back or what? And I didn't really hear it. I said, yeah. Like, what? Really?
I was with Mr. Checkpoint driving to the Palm. I gave him a lift there.
Yes.
And so we're in the car, and I said, you got to hear this client of mine that I took care of today. You're going to love this guy. And I put Luis on the phone, and I said, so Luis, you're pretty unhappy that I got your case dismissed. And he's going, yeah, I am. That's right. So Mr. Checkpoint was like, what is going on? That was great stuff.
Well, anyways, I just called to thank you, man, and just to let all the guys know there that it works, man, you know, and it's worth it. I mean, this
now,
is like...
Now I have to know. Like, how did you get him off, Adam?
Oh, come on. I can't give away all my secrets, please.
No, but, I mean, obviously, something miraculous happened here.
No, he had a DUI, obviously.
Right.
And there were some, you know, procedural and other errors. And I turned it around and so forth.
Nice.
But you're going to show the prosecution that they don't have a case really worth prosecuting. That if they go forward, that they're just going to waste their time. And I've told you, they have a room full of people that don't have lawyers, and it's like guilty, 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 guilty. And then they, you know, it's like, you know, one after another, and then they have like two or three people that do have lawyers. And it's just like, oh, God, we're going to deal with this. Maybe we'll just take care of these, make a deal with these guys, get them out of here. But what was funny is the psychology of it in some ways. I've had a number of family law cases where... You know, I tell the guy, you know, okay, you know, you're divorced, you know, you're single, go get married again if you want. And we're walking out, and it's like the human brain can't process it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it was like such a big build up, it was so upsetting. And what I got from Luis was like, you know, somehow, you know, it's like, how did the world end with a whimper, you know? And so for all the police and being arrested and yelling at you and, you know, the whole experience and then hiring me and going through the paperwork and everything, you know, and I just kind of give him this call, and it was sort of like magical because I took care of it. He didn't even go with me. So there was like, you know, a couple of hearings or whatever. But then when it's dismissed, the client's like, what? How did that happen?
Because you were expecting it to be a big McGilla, like you go before the Supreme Court or something.
Yeah, there you go. Right, Luis? The big McGilla?
Kind of.
It's more like the People's Court.
I miss the People's Court, man.
It's still on. There's nobody watches it anymore.
Well, I mean, I miss Judge Wapner.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
I don't know, but he was the chief judge in downtown L.A., you know.
Yes.
And I was actually, I mentioned I was in that courtroom today with the new judge who's there. But I always think of him. And apparently the sidekick, Rusty Burrell,
yeah,
that was actually also in the...
He was a bailiff.
Yeah, but he was his actual bailiff in L.A. County also.
Well, when that show started... And
that was
by
a real deal.
Yeah, but you do know that was a revival of the show. It had been done in the 50s.
No way.
The People's Court was created. Look this up, Dean, and you'll know it's true. It was created by Ralph Edwards, the creator of the TV show called Truth or Consequences.
Oh, wow.
And This Is Your Life from the 50s. And the People's Court existed in the 50s at the same time that the TV show Divorce Court was running.
Oh, wow.
And when it came back with Judge Wapner in the 80s, literally, unlike so many of these judge shows where they hire actors, and they have scripts, they literally went to the small claims court in Van Nuys and started signing up people to appear. So what you do is you'd waive your right to small claims court, and you would agree that whatever judgment was reached, it would be paid to you by the producers of the People's Court. So they took Judge Wapner, who retired from the bench, and he started running it like a real court. And with time, Ed Koch was the judge on there. Come on. But Judge Wapner really was that kind of judge, and when the People's Court started, it was way more authentic than it is today.
It's amazing.
1981.
Ralph Edwards,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ, you're exactly right. Ralph Edwards Productions.
Yeah.
They say Ralph Edwards, Stu Billett Productions.
Right on, Rain Man.
Jesus Christ.
Right. And remember, producer of This Is Your Life.
So one of the dangers, Tom, seriously, and I it doesn't always work out this way, but, you know, if you do a good job, sometimes you make it look too easy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a great actor. You say, he's not doing anything. There's nothing to it. There's no
action.
Now
what you need to do with the clients, you need to call them, go, they maybe come back next week, so I'll let you know what happens. Drag it out as long as you can.
I don't know. So I've already won, and I keep them going another 6
months?
Yeah,
why not?
I don't know if that's
ethical. You're going to get this kind of reaction.
Well, there's a thing I read that Houdini used to try to get out of his traps and so forth right away. And what's going on? Hey, Luis, you got someone in the background there?
That's his
bartender.
I'm a bartender. No, not really.
No, but Houdini would actually, you know, escape immediately from the tank or whatever, and then he'd read the paper for like 20 minutes to like make it seem longer. Right. And I've had people walk out and they say, you know, you hardly said anything. You know, you won too
what
easily.
What am I paying you for?
Yeah,
so get in there and say something.
You paying me by the frickin' word? Aren't you happy? We succeeded. Congratulations.
That's like the guy who called me on the show earlier. And he said he didn't want to pay rent because he didn't want to be getting nothing for what he was money flying out the window. He was getting nothing. All right, next time it's wintertime, press your nose against the glass.
Yeah.
Look out. And it's 21 below zero outside in Albany, and you're inside. That's what you got.
Yeah, that's what rent was, pal.
He didn't get anything.
All right, so Louise, are you fairly happy at this point? It's reality has sunk in?
Oh, yeah, I'm super happy. I really recommend you, man.
All right, thanks.
It works.
Thank God for something.
And so you got right back to boozing after that, Luis? Is that what happened?
No, I'm driving.
Okay, go on.
This is important because we've had a couple of examples recently of people that don't learn their lesson, okay?
Right.
I'm not going to be able to do this for you every time, so you're going to be a good boy from now on, right?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, and you know what's the worst part?
What?
I was driving with some girl, and after that day that I got my DUI, she stopped talking to me, man.
Oh,
jeez, man.
Because she had to sit in the car while you were taking the field sobriety test.
You tell her you're a good boy, it's all gone. No criminal record.
You know, she should have been driving you.
Damn right.
Yeah.
See, Tom, they don't really love you, Tom. As soon as you have a problem, they head for the hills.
That's true. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Take it easy.
Thank you. There he goes. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Now, we're going to take a break here. Is it possible you have another client calling in?
Oh, did Marianne call?
Yes.
All right.
We're going to take a break.
Let's do it before the break. You want a break?
Well, we need a break because otherwise you take all the breaks at the same time.
All right, okay.
Like, we can just spread them out.
We'll save her.
So Marianne will hang on. And
I wanted to prove, Tom, that I do have women clients.
Yes. One is from Nevada and one is from Arizona.
Oh, there we go.
So you've obviously been getting around out there. All right. We will continue with Adam Sachs. He is here in his guise as criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. And obviously, you can call in as well. You're hearing a couple of his clients here. You're also going to hear from regular people just like you. If you've been accused of DUI or a drug charge or an assault charge or who knows, maybe you tried to kill a neighbor. And, who knows?
Is this the advice we're giving tonight?
If somebody has a question, you're going to answer.
So your entire life to do the perfect murder.
Absolutely.
Radio disc jockey loses his mind.
Isn't this like the 20th anniversary coming up here of OJ? And the white Bronco?
Oh, my God.
So, you know, well, you'd have taken that case.
Oh, that's a great case. Remember Chris Rock's line on that was, I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand.
Yes. Unbelievable. All right, we take this break. We'll come back with Adam at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, boys, Mangrates are back, and as always for Father's Day, you know there's only one perfect gift. It's the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Now, what are Mangrates? They're 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates that you use with your existing grill. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to achieve that steakhouse flavor you've been looking for and those perfect grilling marks. Now, with Mangrates' patented design, chicken, steak, or frankly, whatever you grill, never tasted so good. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Now, take advantage of their $19.99 Tom Likas Show special today by entering the coupon code TOM101 at Mangrate.com. As a bonus, every order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Hook your dad up this Father's Day. Use the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Especially on Gin and Juice Wednesdays.
Dino on an angry gin drunk can only be like a complete mess.
Really getting
a complete mess. Holy shit, you are just about to witness something.
Destructive.
Want to get the kids out of the room? Because Dino's about to get down.
Yep. Gin mad. I'm mad.
He's not laid back, smoking Indo, sipping on gin
and I have no money to have my mind on. So that's out.
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
Motherfuck.
The Gary and Dino Show.
And that's just fine.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Laid back. With a mind on the lack of money and the money on the lack of the mind. Or whatever I said.
You guys know about vaping, right? Vaping. The alternative to smoking. You can get your nicotine fix without all the tar and harmful chemicals. If you vape, you're interested in vaping or looking for an alternative to cigarettes. Let me turn you on to our P1s over at GQ Vape. GQ Vape offers unique, quality blends. Now, these guys are doing so well that you can find their products nationwide, and you can buy direct. Just go to GQVape.com. That's GQVape.com. They offer a variety of flavors, including fruit, candy, coffee, and tea with varying nicotine levels, or even blends with no nicotine at all. It's GQVape.com. They're even taking applications for wholesale inquiries, and you can fill one out right there at GQVape.com. They guarantee fast delivery and great customer service. So check them out today. It's GQVape.com.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Don't forget the Wednesday edition of the Tom Likas Show is 3 hours earlier than usual. That means you'll hear the show live noon to 3 p.m. Pacific time. That's 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And that means that Be Funny will be 3 hours earlier. Be Funny will be live at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So find a quiet place in the office so you can sing into the phone. That'll be 5 p.m. Eastern time. And, of course, we'll go back to the regular schedule, beginning with the Thursday edition of the Tom Likas Show. We are here with Adam Sachs. Here he is, criminal defense attorney that he be. And we have another one of his clients on the phone here. This is Mary Ann in Boulder City, Nevada. Mary Ann, hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Mary Ann, how are you?
Good. How are you?
So no one believes that I have any women clients, so...
you do.
You need to back me up here.
For sure. I'll admit it was intimidating at first with the emails,
oh,
you know.
Oh, dear.
But meeting you, you are so down to earth. I mean, it's just awesome that you were there.
I did.
All right.
That can mean many things, as we'll find out here.
Yes, down to earth. Now, Marianne, you're kind of a hardcore too, right? You got the occasional tattoo and whatnot, right?
Absolutely, yes.
I think when the police were checking you out, we had to take out the nipple rings, as I recall.
Yes, we did.
Really?
She has some special jewelry here.
Oh boy.
Hey, but you can't judge a person by its cover.
I don't judge you. I think it was cool, pretty hardcore, I thought.
So what happened in this case?
All right. Well, this is an interesting thing, Marianne, and I want you to talk about this a little, if you don't mind. This is kind of a weird thing where Marianne got involved in one of these bad relationships, of course. That's where it always starts, Tom. And
of course.
This happens to guys a lot, but basically, Marianne, tell us how you got in this with this thing, and you got into kind of a domestic violence vibe, and then somehow or another it all got pinned on you.
Right. Is what it was, is he was very abusive, you know, and you kind of go with it. It's okay, it's going to happen, it's not going to happen. Well, one day I fought back. Well, I'm the one that, you know, got in trouble because
that's the day they called the
car.
Did you hear that part, Tom?
Of course.
Now, Marianne, you're such a sweet person.
I only did that once in my life, and that was it.
I'm just amazed. You know, just looking at you, I can't believe that you would ever do something so outrageous.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes just things get too, I don't know, you pop.
Unbelievable. So somewhere along the line, I think you had a public defender, right?
I did. And I did, you know, say it was self-defense, but you know what? He didn't help me at all.
Did you get that? Everyone listening?
You do what I'm sorry?
I want everyone to hear this, that the public defender did nothing for you.
No, absolutely nothing. It was more like, okay, because, you know, you have no other resource, so you have to go by what his word is. He goes, well, if this is it, this is what you're going to get. So you're going to say, okay, you know, but no, they really do not help you at all. They don't care. You're just like going through like an assembly line.
Well, I mean, they, in their defense, they have hundreds and hundreds of cases.
Right. True.
I think when you look at your case, I think you could have won on self-defense. But unfortunately, you know, it wasn't presented in that way.
Right. Well, because no one took the time like you did.
Right. Thanks. Anyway, so then you kind of didn't finish your programs and so forth.
I moved
out of state, as I recall.
Correct. Why, I did because
that?
I had to get away from that situation, and my mom lives out here and got my own place, and just everything is good, you know? But the thing is, I didn't finish my classes. I did have the classes transferred out here. But I just didn't finish them. So there was a warrant out for not finishing 12 classes.
Unbelievable. Well, anyway, then it was years later, and you got in touch with me, and we went and squared it away.
Correct.
I actually went in front of your judge, and it's the same judge as the guy that we had on the show about 2 weeks ago, who was talking about the same kind of thing.
I heard that, Gaffney, yeah.
Yes, that was your judge. It was the same judge.
Yeah. He didn't even look you in the eye. It was so sad because you did the best thing. You did a good speech. You know, you told him, hey, look, she's not done anything. He didn't care, you know?
Yeah, they were nasty.
But you took the time to sit with me there. You didn't sit where the attorneys were. You sat there with me. We bullshitted. You know, it was just really, you were just real people. And it was really good. I felt comfortable talking to you.
And we always see it where the there's sort of like the cheap seats, which is like the regular part of the court, you know, audience, and then the attorneys can sit in the jury box, you know. So we're all very impressed with ourselves. We get to sit over there, but generally I try not to do that because I feel like I'm like I want to be with you, I want to talk to you, I want to be close, you know, to kind of what's going on. I want you to feel like I'm protecting you or being involved or whatever. And you see how
it
that
just,
gets
really
removed,
cool.
I think, yeah. No, I think we did okay for you, right? You
know, so I just appreciate Tom Likas for having you.
All right, Tom
Likas, I would have never really heard, so I have to say right on.
What were you doing listening to Likas anyway? What were you doing listening to such a misogynistic person in the first place?
Because it's true. I mean, does it hurt to be knowledgeable?
Are you like a self-hating woman? I'm confused.
Oh, my.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just life, I guess. That's the way I am.
Well, you know, Tom always said that hot women always like his show.
That's right.
It's the ugly ones that get cranky about it.
They're the ones who feel threatened.
Well, I've been listening to Tom Likas when he was 97.1.
Oh, no.
There we go.
That's really going back. Wow. I got to tell you, Tom, I saw her in person. She's smoking hot. So
really?
That speaks volumes right there.
Love that.
And you're a single mom, too, right?
I am.
I don't know, Tom. We got a problem with that aspect.
Yeah.
I'm happy the way I am.
No, but you showed up in court. I think you had your boyfriend with you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. He stood by her, Tom.
Yeah, Brian Knievel.
Brian, can you believe that he's Evel Knievel's son or nephew or what was that?
Hey, Brian. he's listening to the show. I think it's his dad and his grandfather. Oh, here he is. You can't hear me.
I think it was either his nephew or his son, somewhere. Oh, okay.
He'll probably spit it out.
Some
he's
close
to the
relative of Evel Knievel, Tom. You remember that guy?
Yes, I do. He was jumping the Grand Canyon, of course. How can you forget that?
He was very big when I was a kid. I don't know what happened.
And that's what we said, that the most daring thing he does is dating me.
Oh, there you go. You see that? He's got it in his blood.
You're that jumping over the Grand Canyon in a motorcycle.
That's real, man. Anyway, so then you had to do...
But anyways, I want to say thank you so much.
Of course,
of course. You know, just let everyone know that, yeah, you do a great job.
I appreciate it.
Even though I had to go, and I brought that upon myself.
Oh, dear.
Because it took so long.
You know what I was thinking about? You have to tell people out there, I think you were held in the jail for a couple of days, and I went to visit you, right?
Oh, my gosh. 2 days, 24 hours in the loop. It was hideous.
But I went to visit you, right? You were, like, pretty surprised to see me.
Yeah.
Talk about the personal touch, Tom.
Oh, look at that.
Huh?
Yeah, well, somebody had to go back and put the nipple rings back in.
Yeah, actually, I haven't even done that yet.
No, that's bad. Won't they close up or something? That's terrible.
Got to put them back in.
I'll go to the show and have them pierce there. Just
perfect. Let's go.
I'm just joking.
There was one thing. I hate to say this, Marianne, but there was one thing I'll always remember in some way. When we were going through it, I think they put the cuffs on you. You were sitting in this chair.
Yes.
And you started to cry.
Oh.
And it was so touching. It was so sad. You were crying.
Ever
obviously.
Had your nipple rings removed before you go to trial?
I don't think it was the nipple rings, Tom.
I just couldn't believe it.
No,
so
I know, I know.
People.
I don't mean to embarrass you, whatever. You're anonymous, of course, except for that Evel Knievel thing. But... I said to the judge, I said, you know, Your Honor, can we take the cuffs off? Remember that?
Yes, and then he said to the deputy.
He says, the judge said, talk about, you know, really unnecessary. He says, well, counsel, that's not really up to me. Okay? And, which is nonsense. So I stopped the hearing for a second. Remember this? And I said,
he was condescending. It was just
really
awful.
Right. Well, that was shocking.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe he acted
sure.
that way. Were you like, he's giving you the death penalty, like the biggest, you know, murderer in the world.
Right?
I said to the deputy, I said, officer, can you do me a favor, please? I guarantee my client is not going anywhere. Okay, like you're gonna run away or something, you know? I said, can you please do me a favor? Take the freaking handcuffs off of her. I think I said freaking, by the way. I said, can you take the freaking handcuffs off of her and give her a freaking tissue, for God's sake? And he gives me this, like, hard look, you know, like he's really thinking about it. They showed some slight mercy on your soul and took your cuffs off. I was like, what is wrong with
these
people?
I'm going down to hell.
Yeah. Unbelievable, right?
Right.
It's amazing that there's some kind of jailer mentality. You got to be careful, you know? They seem to be enjoying it more than they should, you know?
Yeah, well,
anyway,
I don't know.
I'm
just,
glad you're
like,
all
like
back
you
with
said,
your family
you, yeah,
now.
But you explained the whole point system.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's behind you. I'm glad that we took care of it.
Yes.
Now you don't have to worry about getting, you know, some stupid pulled over for a stop sign and, you know, going to prison
or whatever.
No,
absolutely, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm glad
that
it's
all
square.
And I really do thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. Life can go on. I have this big old weight off my shoulders. I'm doing my classes. I'm not going to screw it up because
you promise.
It's done, you know?
Now, did you hear that last guy I had on? I took care of his DUI, and I'm scared because the ones that clear up end up doing it again, you know? So you're good forevermore. No spitting even on a sidewalk, right?
Right.
Atta girl.
Hi, Marianne.
All right, well, you guys have a good one. And Gary and Dino, I love you guys.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Let's hear it for Gary and Dino.
I'm such a big fan. You don't even know.
That.
Where's Gary?
I'm a big, big fan. Yeah.
How'd you like that,
you
Gary?
You more swamp stupid.
I think she digs the swamp stupid, dude.
Oh.
Gary, you got to see this girl. She's a hardcore. I'm serious.
All right, you guys. Have a good one. I have to go.
All right. Thanks, Marianne. You take care. It was really great helping you.
Now, I just posted something online.
Oh, dear.
But it's something you probably saw this, but if you didn't, you should get a look at it. This was the judge in the courtroom in, I believe it was Brevard County, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Who was there with the public defender who was there with a client. And the judge did not like the way the public defender was talking to him.
Oh, dear.
And so he said, let's go take this outside. And the public defender marched right back there.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen this video?
He punched him?
You can't see it because it's out of frame. But one person in the courtroom reported that the judge took the public defender out back and punched him straight in the face.
Oh, my God.
Then came back in and started trying to set a court date with the client who was now confused about what he was supposed to do without his public defender.
I don't exactly have a lawyer anymore.
Yeah, you got to watch the video.
You know, if I had a rock, I would throw it at you right now, said Judge Murphy. I'm the public defender. I have a right to be here.
You have got to see it. By the way, if you're listening,
oh my God.
We have posted this at blowmeuptom.com. We posted it on Facebook. We posted it on our Twitter feed. You must see the video of the Florida judge who told the public defender, let's take it outside.
Let's say the former judge, Tom.
By the way, he's already, I believe, been suspended, but not fired.
Thank you.
But what amazed me is the public defender just marched right out back. Okay, let's go.
Challenge accepted.
Zoom. You see him
All
leave.
Right, so listen, Tom.
Let me ask you a question, Adam.
Yeah, don't get me started here.
If a judge said to you, let's take it outside, would you just go outside?
No, I'm sorry. I'm the nonviolent type, okay?
I'm just checking.
In all seriousness, Tom, we talk about this, and I'm telling the story of how the judge I felt wasn't very nice to Marianne, but fist fights are best avoided, most likely, I would say.
I would think.
We're trying to have some sort of civilized society, perhaps. You definitely see some, you know, heated moments. I'll give it that. There's no doubt about it. But that's why you have the, the deputies. They're standing around making sure nothing weird happens.
Right.
They get real nervous, you know. Take your hat off, take your sunglasses off, you know.
Yeah.
Don't talk during court, you know, when the judge is on the thing. Forget it. Controlled environment.
This is unbelievable stuff.
But you see the drama of just asking them to take Marianne's handcuffs off. That was like a big decision.
I don't know why, though.
The funny thing is, you know, when they take you inside, you got to take off your jewelry. And you heard my client 2 weeks ago talking about how he left his watch home and stuff because he knew. Well, she had earrings or whatever you call it, rings in every orifice, Tom. So
really?
I don't know how she worked
Did
that
you check?
Out. I didn't check. I took her word for it. Her boyfriend was there.
Did the bailiff reach in and check?
No, it's not like that. We're very respectful.
I'm just checking.
I said, if you have anything strange attached to yourself, now is a good time to take it off.
Oh, my.
Anyways.
And sure enough, it all started coming out. All right, 901-3000, Tom, that is our telephone number. Let's take a break here with Adam Sachs. We'll come back with more of your calls. We're going to talk to a listener who has a question about his homeowners association.
Oh, dear.
And he's being chased by his homeowners association. He's going to talk to you about that.
Right.
Coming up here. All right, more of your calls coming up for Adam Sachs. This is a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. If you're listening between 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific Time
on Tuesday, or between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. This is a live, brand-new hour of the Tom Likas Show, and you can talk to Adam directly and get free legal advice with this number, 901-3000-TOM. Call right now. It's 901-3000-866.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
How do you like to improve your financial future? Simply by watching videos. Well, these are not just any videos. They're webinars by Dennis. And they could be exactly what you need to get on the road to financial success. In his 30 years as a consultant and tax professional, here's someone who's seen it all, breaking down the books of hundreds of clients and even helping people like you start their own business ventures. And with that experience, he's developed a trusted reputation as having a unique and insightful look at both the successes and pitfalls of those seeking to attain personal wealth. And now he's sharing that knowledge with you in a series of videos called Webinars by Dennis, packed full of experiences, anecdotes, and practical tricks of the trade that can help you find that business angle that's been eluding you. Watch them on your Mac, PC, or smartphone, and become inspired to succeed in the way you've always dreamed of. Just go to this website, webinarsbydennis.com. That's webinarsbydennis.com. You could be one video away from living the dream.
A man and his truck. A man, his truck, and his favorite radio station. And come the ballads and the broads and the bullshit. Now that man is driving around in his truck in a storm, in the mud, looking for his balls. Over here, dummy. New normal.
Walk. Boys, let's talk about allure detail. Now, look, we all know a car is a big investment, but you got to maintain it properly in order to keep its value. With today's high-tech paint finishes and special upholstery, do-it-yourself products just don't cut it. There's a long list of forces constantly at work to permanently destroy your car's exterior. And what about the interior? Stains, dirt, and smells should all be dealt with immediately. This is where you leave it to the pros. And Allure Detail does it all, including engine cleaning, tar removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, leather treatment, and more. And they offer additional services like windshield and wheel scuff repair, even paintless dent repair. Best of all, Allure Detail will come to you, like they do for me, at your home or office. That's right, professional detailers at your door. And right now, Likas listeners who schedule an interior detail get a free ozone treatment that kills all the bacteria and germs that can be growing in your car. It's our friends at Allure Detail. Go see pictures of their work on our site, Allure Detail, at AllureDetail.com.
Hammer time!
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs here in studio. Adam, so people will know, how can they get in touch with you? We don't want to run out of time here and forget to tell
them. No problem. You can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com. And you can, of course, check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And I actually answer my own phone. Oh, boy.
Yes. So give them a try. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
It's 901-3000-TOM. If you've got legal questions, there's free legal advice for you in the mix here. All you do is call 901-3000-TOM. Talk directly to Adam right now. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. It's 901-3000-866. Kurt is calling from the 101 freeway, and not the 101 freeway you're thinking, Adam.
Uh-oh.
This is the 101 freeway in Scottsdale, Arizona, on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, hey guys. Now I'm off the 202 in Mesa. Here's my problem. I've been renting a home in Mesa off the 202 Ellsworth for about a year, and the HOA is coming after me because my landlord did not pay some of their fees.
Uh-oh.
And so they're trying to garnish my rent, and I pretty much have ignored it. The landlord says, I'll take care of it.
Oh, dear.
They misspelled my name on the papers. That there was one appearance that I just blew off. Can they really go after me? And, I mean, I'm moving in the next month or two anyway.
Well,
what should I do?
All right. Well, if you're going pretty soon, then it's not that big an issue. But, you know, when you talk about being involved, I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that, but the bottom line is what usually ends up happening is someone doesn't pay child support or some other kind of debt or some kind of judgment, and they go after the person's employer. And I'll get a call from the employer. The employer receives a garnishment order, and they say, I can ignore this, can't I? And the answer is, no, you can't. That's an order of court.
Well, this is a non-wage garnishment. It says, in parentheses, non-wage garnishment of my rent, but they want the legal fees, too.
I understand, but I'm trying to talk to you about what a garnishment is. And when you talk about a garnishment, basically they're trying to intercept some flow of money. So normally speaking, you're paying the rent to the landlord, and they're trying to grab a part of that to pay a debt that the landlord has with them. And the truth of the matter is that you will get credit for that. So if you pay them the part of the money that they're asking for, as long as it's based on a court order, that counts towards your rent, even though you technically didn't pay it to the landlord. You see?
Yeah.
That's how it works. And this is not something that you have really a choice about. It's something that you have to do. And so you should definitely look at it from that point of view. And if you received it and it was properly served on you, you're going to have to comply. It's not just like the court isn't asking for a favor, okay? The court is telling you to do something. And generally speaking, it's a good idea to take court orders very seriously.
What about if they're trying to go after me for, like attorney fees? Should I call them ahead of time? Because I did not go to the first appearance, and now the second one is coming up on the in a couple weeks.
I don't think you're a party to the proceedings or anything like that. But I'm telling you, if you get a garnishment, you're going to have to deal with it. Anyway, why don't you send me the documents? I'll take a look at them and we'll see what we can come up with.
Let me ask a question. Does this guy actually owe money? Is there a court in the land?
Well, it sounds like it's the homeowner's money. Homeowners Association fees or something.
The landlord owes the HOA like $1,400.
Right. So, but they're going to take the money out of your bank account, or they're going to take the money out of his rent check? Which?
Well, they're just telling me that I have to pay them instead of the landlord, and I have not done that so far because the landlord has said, I'll take care of it, don't worry about it.
Understood.
Right, but that's obviously not happening. So the landlord is stiffing the homeowners association. They're trying to grab the rent from this guy.
Right.
So I think you better let me take a look at it, but I don't think it's something you can ignore. And I understand your concern. You don't want to get in the middle of it. But if you pay it to them, that counts towards your rent.
Is your email on Tom's site?
I think so.
Adam@adamlawyer.com.
There you go. Listen to the man.
Okay. I'll send you a PDF. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
We're happy to help, Kurt. Now, I've been not only subject to a homeowners association, Adam, I have been on the board.
Oh, dear. What was that like?
Oh, please. Now, we had the exact opposite kind of homeowners association.
Yeah.
We had deadbeats who wouldn't pay their they wouldn't pay their dues, and they would just let it pile up. And then eventually the rest of the homeowners are like making up the difference for the deadbeats.
That's how it goes, man.
So, you know, you have one kind of board or you have the other. You have the kind that will chase... Well, they chase this guy's nephews and nieces if they can't get it from him. And then you have boards like mine where they don't like hiring attorneys. They don't like, I mean, I swear, we had a homeowners meeting last June where I live where It was out of control. It was totally out of control. There was one person there who was just a troublemaker, like a troll, who just kept interrupting the meeting and asking a bunch of questions, wouldn't stop asking questions, and the board wouldn't do anything about it. They just let this woman go on to the point where I left. I walked out of the homeowners meeting. I walked out.
Are you on the board?
No, I was not on this year, but I had been previously. But I've seen it from both sides. You know, I've been subject to the board, and I have been on the board. And I was kind of blown away. I'm watching this debacle unfold as this one woman just sits in the front and just keeps needling the people on the board.
They're fighting about what?
She was complaining about the stuff they were talking about, like about our well system and all this stuff. She just kept asking a bunch of technical questions and just was clearly doing it just to disrupt the meeting. And instead of calling the police and having her removed, they just let her go. So people like me who were there actually hoping to learn more about what's going on the board of directors, I left. I walked out. I was done.
Well, I mean, you got to figure, you know, they're trying to be fair to all the homeowners, I guess. So whatever her concerns were, or they should have cut her off after 15 minutes or whatever's allowed.
Right. Exactly right.
I just heard people fighting about, like, what kind of sod they're going to plant and... Oh, God. Really, life is short, no?
No, it's pretty outrageous. You know, and here's the other thing. You know, I actually threatened the board to do something that I still may do. I threatened to send my real estate attorney in place of me to the next meeting.
Oh, dear, is that possible?
To make sure they'll never hire an attorney to challenge me. Because they're just a bunch of cheap old octocockers who are, you know, just living out their final days there, having meetings and arguing with each other. So I threatened to send my attorney in, and they have been freaking out about this possibility.
Oh,
but they never freak out enough to, like, go to the HOA, the rules and regulations to see if I'm allowed to do that, if I'm allowed to have an attorney fill in for me. You want to fill in for me at my homeowner's meeting, Adam?
Sure.
Yeah, if you want to. I mean,
it sounds really thrilling, you know?
Well, let me tell you something.
Well, what are you upset about the association? You don't want them filming movies across the street?
No. Here's what I'm upset about.
By the way, which are we talking here, Hollywood or Ranch?
The Ranch. There's no HOA in the hills.
Oh, okay. I know?
I'm doing my own thing. But up there, there's an HOA.
So, but what are the neighborhood problems?
Well, the neighbor problems are the stupidest goddamn problems you ever heard of. The biggest one we had the last couple of years is somebody from the entertainment industry bought a property there.
Okay.
And started growing grapes there. And he wanted to start making wine and having a tasting room within the confines of the gated community.
Okay.
That is against the rules. It is spelled out in the HOA agreement.
Are you allowed to make wine or just the
you're not
tasting
allowed to,
room?
You're not allowed to have any commercial agriculture.
Oh, dear.
You can't have it.
Wow.
So you're allowed to grow grapes as long as you don't sell them to anyone.
Oh, Tom, that's limiting.
Yes, but guess what? As one of the 42 homeowners or property owners there, what happens if somebody comes to the tasting room, has too much to drink, drives out, hits telephone pole, you know,
et cetera.
Yeah, and the 42 of us are being sued.
Right.
So, no, I don't want tasting rooms. I don't want wineries. I don't want those kinds of businesses within the confines. If I'm one of the 42, you know, if I lived on a highway and this one guy owns a property that's a tasting room, fine. But there's 42 of us in this association.
I love it.
The roads are owned by all 42 of us. And if there was an accident, I don't want to be paying for that.
Private roads.
Right. These are private roads.
Far out.
Yeah. So that was one of the big ones. The other is that we've got wild pigs on the property.
Oh, my God.
And there are guys who go out there. They look like Duck Dynasty. They go out there. I don't know who these people are.
So they shoot pigs?
And they shoot pigs. Even though hunting is specifically outlawed.
Are we talking about with bow and arrow or guns?
No. With guns and arrows and everything. They're out there. They've got fatigues on. They're running around on other people's property. The place is out of control.
Oh, Jesus.
It's out of control. And nobody will do anything about it. They just kind of live with it.
Wow.
So they just shake their fists. And they come out in their wheelchairs and they shake their fists and they yell and scream. But it's totally out of control.
That's too funny.
Last year I had my fill. I walked away and literally I'm walking down the road back to my ranch. And I could hear in the distance a woman going, "Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!"
It's comedy, Adam.
I thought you were hearing gunshots.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what. You could go fill in for me. You could file my proxy for me there.
Oh, cool.
And then you could make sure they're following the letter of the law there.
We'll go. We should go. We'll bring Dino. We'll record it, you know?
You know what? That would be great.
We'll make, make a show out of it.
I would love that.
That'll be fun.
Absolutely.
You'll do that with us, right, Dino?
Come on, dude. Who are you asking? You don't get asked twice.
All right.
I'm already signed up. Let's go.
Here you go.
The hell are we doing?
All right, Tom. Don't forget. This is good.
I'm telling you. Yeah, they are scared shitless at it. When you walk in, they're going to fucking freak out.
I'll wear a suit and everything. It'll be great.
They will freak the fuck out.
That appeals to me
very much.
These
people will be so afraid. And, love this idea.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, Adam, tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you.
You're too much, Tom. I got to give you. We should have like a listener party and make a whole thing out of it, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to hand out invitations. Anyway, so
tell them once again how to get in touch with you.
That's what I was going to say. You can call me toll-free at 800-340-7320. You can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, or you can check my website, www.adamlawyer.com, and I answer my own phone, 800-340-7320, and happy to give you a free consultation with whatever weird thing you might be doing other than freaking out at your homeowners association in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
I save that for Likas only.
You will love that.
I can't wait.
You would love walking into this group of old people. And when they see you coming in, like there's a new sheriff in town.
Oh, you're killing me, Tom. I don't know how you do this, man.
They are scared shitless that I'm going to bring an attorney. Because I said right after that meeting, what? I said, next year my attorney is going to appear in my stead.
What do they think of you? You're this, like, wretched homeowner? I mean, aren't you one of the peeps? I mean, what?
I came there for peace and quiet.
Right, so?
I did not come there to fight.
No, but, like, you're saying this, I don't know who it is, doesn't matter, but this celebrity, whoever bought the other place?
Yes. He's not a celebrity. He's an entertainment industry executive.
Okay, but he did not come for peace and quiet. He's trying to build a winery. Because
he doesn't live there. He doesn't even live there.
I understand.
Right, so he has a house there, and he occasionally shows up. And the rest of the time, he's growing Zinfandel grapes.
That reminds me of the thing that you talked about in Hollywood, where you had this person who bought the house across the street, and they never lived there. They were just filming there and making a lot of noise and all. It seems to me that you're the good homeowner. You're the kind of homeowner they want. You're the one who's, you know, keeping it quiet and taking care of things and dealing with life. So I don't see why
you
they
would think
be,
that.
Why would they be cranky about you?
Well, it's not that they're cranky about me. It's that they just don't care about the rights of all of the homeowners. These are a bunch of people who are older, probably a little lonely, and this is their big stage of the year. Once a year, we have the annual homeowners meeting.
And what, it's a circus?
And yes, it's these people who are 70 years old who are standing up there, and this is their one time to have a microphone, have the attention of 100 people, because there's a lot of, you know, homeowners who are families and such. You have all these people, about 100 people, and these old people who the rest of the year have no platform to express whatever it is they want to express, they just go there and start raising hell.
Crazy.
And they raise hell about things like squirrel bait.
Squirrel bait?
Yes.
Jesus, Tom. That's
whether
a big issue.
Whether we should chip seal the roadways, whether it's time to do that. Who fired the last water master? Because he was better than the one we have now. And other thrilling topics they talk about. And you can make a reality show out of this fucking thing. Because you have all these people just fucking shooting at each other, practically. It's really amazing.
I thought it was the Duck Dynasty guy shooting the boar.
It's just like that. Crazy.
All right.
All right. Adam Sachs, you know where to find him. Go find him, for Christ's sake. And don't forget that the Wednesday edition of the Tom Likas Show is coming up at noon Pacific time. 3 Eastern time. It's live from noon to 3 Pacific, 3 to 6 Eastern time. And Be Funny is coming up at 2 p.m. Pacific time, live 5 p.m. live, that's Eastern time, so you'll get the show live in afternoon drive on the East Coast for one day.
Wow.
And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. You have something to listen to on the way to the to watch the Ranger game on TV, which will be here in L.A., and that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to the Rangers-Kings Stanley Cup final game.
Okay? Okay. Now you pretty much got it.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101, News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Yeah.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. That old broad Linda Joyce has written a book in which she says if you sleep with a guy on the first date, you're 50% less attractive in the morning time.
No, just she's 50% less attractive.
Right. She also says that chicks are to blame if your guy cheats.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably
right.
True.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, we need to do something about Linda Joyce and not really worry about this stuff.
She might be on. Look, she says that women cause issues for men. No doubt about mm-hmm. that.
No, but she's trying to stop that first thing that could possibly save the entire relationship.
Is banging on the first
date. Yeah, that could really keep things together.
She says if you do
it's
that,
the glue. Dude, it's the glue.
Dude's not taking you home to meet his mother.
Not at first. If you're a dummy, you don't test drive the car first. Come on.
She also says that men just want you to tell them what you want. I might agree with that, and also that men live fake lives and try to be someone they're not.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We only do that because of them. Sons of bitches.
She also points out that extramarital sex is a release for men. It's not a betrayal. I like that approach.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed a release, honey. It's no betrayal or anything.
It's fine. You know, every once in a while, she's going to be right. That's it.
Yeah. A Pennsylvania priest having sex in a car with a teen is going to jail.
Of course. Is it with a boy?
Oh, good question. Yes, a 15-year-old boy parked in a car.
Holy, holy, holy
how's that working
Lord,
out?
God of power and might.
W. Jeffrey Paulish.
No, Reverend W. Yeah. Jeffrey Paulish. Yeah. Reverend. The old Rev got revved up because he pled guilty. He did it. He pled guilty. He did it.
Out there in Lackawanna County.
Yeah, Lackawanna County. Yeah.
Sure. Bingo. That's how they do it out there. How about Queens, New York?
Let me see.
Joy Morsey, 39-year-old. Teacher at Grover Cleveland High School.
Oh, my God. She had sex with a boy for over a year.
She was banging a dude for over a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Joy Morsey. She might be one of mine. I have to check into that.
Joy Morsey.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's the way she do.
I wonder if she's married.
She is. She's a married gym teacher.
Man,
she's been getting away with that for over a year. That's the way they do.
I actually had a halfway decent
gym teacher.
Yeah,
yeah. I seem to recall one or two.
Yeah. I wonder if I saw her now, if I would just call her Patty. I wonder if that'd be all right.
You're sure that would go over well. You could probably touch her too, inappropriately.
She's her daughter, man. Holy Christ!
Really? She had a hot daughter?
Yeah.
Hmm.
She's all grown stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, it finally happened. An Uber driver accused of kidnapping a club goer and taking her to a motel.
Oh, no. You know, just when things were going fine.
Yeah, just when everybody was starting to trust that whole Uber thing.
You know, I thought about, I was driving next to Uber thing. Suppose they get into an accident, then what happens?
Sure, I mean, there must be all kinds of insurance issues and liability and... Do they screen these people? I don't know what they do.
Yeah, I forget. I don't know how it works. It's a great idea. Listen, I like any time you can, screw cabbies over. I'm tired of those dudes. Because they really rob you.
Yep. Well, I guess he picked her up, a 26-year-old woman,
And she ended up in a hotel
room. Yeah, and that's when she woke up about 6 a.m. to find the dude who was shirtless laying next to her on the motel bed. I guess our friend put his hand on the woman to suggest sexual activity, and then she rebuffed his advances.
Yeah.
She didn't know the guy. She couldn't recall how she ended up in the hotel room. Our friend asked her to stay, but she left and then called police from a 7-Eleven in beautiful Panorama City. She told police that she'd been bar hopping the night before and may have used Uber to get home. The woman basically has an account with the service, so there's no reason why to think not that that would happen. It did. Her phone was dead, and that's when she woke up and forced to cut. They still, by the way, still have payphones at 7-Eleven. I just want to tell you.
She doesn't remember anything.
I'll tell you right now, there was a 7-Eleven. There is even now one by my place. It's important to have handy wipes with you because you won't believe your phones.
Yeah, dude, come on. Yeah,
it's rough.
And you got to put that thing up to your ear and your mouth. Yeah, get out of here.
You have to have handy wipes, man.
Finally, a big alert for you, Lucy Ford. Look her up. It's all good.
Oh, man. It's something. Here's somebody that is claimed to fame as simply Instagram.
Right.
And boy, does she deliver. There is her her buttocks over top of the Hollywood
right
sign.
Right on top of the Hollywood sign.
And she's right above the Y. And I would like to be the
Y
there.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
I'm King Tut.
Check out the podcast at GaryandDino.com.
One of the archaeologists.
Brand new show for you every single Friday, GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
You guys remember Dr. Robert Armani, right? He's the chiropractor who gave Adam Sachs an adjustment right here in the studio. Well, as you know, Dr. Armani is a P1, a good friend of our show, and has always been incredibly supportive. But what you probably don't know is that he specializes in injuries, including personal injury and workers' compensation cases. So if you've been injured in any way, your neck, back, hip, knee, shoulder, you name it, Dr. Armani will work hand-in-hand with the attorney handling your case and get you fixed up. Whether you need physical therapy, rehabilitating exercises, or chiropractic adjustments, Dr. Armani has the most advanced equipment to treat your pain and injuries at any of his three L.A. area offices. Visit ArmaniChiropractic.com today. That's ArmaniChiropractic.com. Our friend Dr. Robert Armani at ArmaniChiropractic.com.
This is the new normal.